From the University of California at Davis, this is NewsWatch.
For several weeks, this wildlife rehabilitation center will be an emergency room for hundreds of sick birds. Ever since a ship hit the Bay Bridge and dumped fuel oil into the water, black goo has tarred these seabirds. UC Davis wildlife veterinarians supervise the hundreds of volunteers who care for these delicate animals. The director of this oil wildlife care network says decades of scientific studies have revolutionized the way oiled wildlife are treated.
Our survival rates are continuing to increase as we learn more through the research and through our experience. So animals have more than an even chance of surviving should they come into us.
Incoming birds undergo a physical exam, blood is drawn, temperature is taken, and then they are weighed and ID'd. Then it is off to the stabilization room where birds are warmed and fed a special diet concocted by UC Davis vets.
Experts here at the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in Cordelia say the wash sequence is the most stressful part of the entire cleaning process for the birds.
You get the nozzle down into the feathers, so the water hits the skin and comes back out.
The techniques are always improving.
We've actually been able to make changes directly to the wash process to get the oil off quicker. We've also started to use some different methods to completely remove the oil.
Getting the birds into the clean pools is the final process before release. Paul Fotenauer reporting from Cordelia.
For more information, please log on to broadcast.ucdavis.edu.